Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, help us rest secure in your arms, knowing that you have our life in your hands, trusting in your goodness. We will rejoice in thanksgiving, for we are blessed with rewards in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to begin with something very important to help you listen better this morning. And it begins with this. Set in your mind, begin your understanding and comprehension that these words come from God. Matthew is not writing his own ideas here. He is telling us things that Jesus taught. This is important. Red letter important, if you will, if you have a red letter Bible. Who is the teacher? Jesus. And the authority he teaches with is essential to hearing. I mean, really hearing these words. For these words of wisdom come from God. Remember, Matthew was in the boat on that Sea of Galilee when Jesus came walking to them on the water. Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water till the wind and the waves just terrified Peter. And Jesus picked up Peter and the two climbed into the boat. And as Jesus climbed into the boat, the wind died down. The response of the disciples in the boat witnessing such wonders. Matthew chapter 14, verse 33. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him. That is Jesus. Worshipped him saying, truly you are the Son of God. Jesus, Son of God, is the speaker here that says, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted. And when people insult you and persecute you, you are blessed. Now, notice, there is no mention of the situations and status that many of us would consider blessed. Blessed with wealth, blessed with health, blessed with fame and fortune. Jesus teaches about conditions we may consider as not blessed. Why is that? Perhaps God has a much different perspective than we have. We make our declarations of blessed based on observation and experience. We see a person, and based on their life circumstances, we make the pronouncement, they are blessed. Or we may state, they must be cursed. Based on their life circumstances, in that similar manner of the three friends that came to Job, they saw his sufferings and strongly stated that Job's sufferings are because he had sinned. But we know the sufferings were tests that would show the heart and character of Job. Jesus' teachings here are not about the situation the person is currently experiencing. And that current condition that the person's experiencing is blessed. You are not blessed because you are poor in spirit, meaning spiritually humble. You are not blessed just because you're going through the anguish of mourning. You are not blessed when people persecute you. It's not the condition or the situation. The blessing is what will be yours from the kingdom of God. The blessing is because a divine act is taking place. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the divine act, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They're blessed because they receive the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, the divine act is they will be comforted. The list of divine acts will inherit the earth, will be filled, will be shown mercy, and so forth. Put the emphasis on the divine act that will happen. Poor in spirit is more akin to being humble. an attitude of knowing that there is nothing we can offer our God for our sin. It's an attitude similar to the tax collector from the parable of Jesus that Luke writes about in Luke chapter 18. To some who are confident of their own righteousness and look down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. He would just beat his breast and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus goes to say, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Humble in heart is being like the tax collector in this parable. You have no claim before God of righteousness, but you are simply recognizing you are a sinner, asking for mercy. Coming to God in such fashion, as you heard in the parable, you hear from Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The mercy of God in Jesus Christ redeems and gives you the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we mourn, but we do not mourn like others. We have hope in eternal life. We will see our loved one again, as it's written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. Jesus, Son of God, teaches us this truth. They will be comforted. For Jesus came as the Son of God to redeem, to conquer sin and death, and bring forgiveness of sin and life eternal. Yes, we mourn, but we have hope, knowing that Christ has risen from the dead, and we too will rise one day. The comfort is knowing in what is coming. Resurrection to eternal life. But there's another aspect to this, blessed those who mourn, that I must bring to your attention. And that is mourning over your sin, having a deep grief for sin in your life, and seeking the comfort of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Grieve, mourn over your sin. As when Peter preached in Acts chapter 2, the people were cut to the heart. They grieved over their sins. We think of the first, mourning for loved ones, and we look for the promise of comfort from that. However, keeping in the spiritual aspect of these Beatitudes, mourning over our sins fits more with the teaching Jesus is doing here. The comfort comes knowing you are forgiven. Blessed are the meek, living life with steadiness and humility, not lording over others, but being content in all things, forgoing your right for the benefit of another. In other words, being Christ-like. You will inherit the earth. Remember, there will be a new earth, as Revelation 21 says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That hunger, that word hunger, it means to crave ardently, to seek with fervent desire. Thirst. Feel, agonizingly feel the want and keenly crave for something to simply just refresh your soul. Coming from deep inside of you is to be a hunger and a thirst so great that you need the things of God for daily life. A question for you. Are the needs of your soul super significant to you? True satisfaction can only be found in Jesus. You will not find satisfaction with the things of this world. Jesus is saying here to first and foremost in your life, live with your eyes and your heart set on Him, with a hunger so deep and strong that you will do anything for righteousness. Finding there is no righteousness of your own, but wanting more and more and more of His righteousness, thereby drawing you nearer to Him. Remember, a little while later in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, recorded Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well. Blessed are the merciful, showing forgiveness and compassion to others. The Lord's Prayer, part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. I take you to Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. His mercy. It was His mercy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Be merciful as you are mindful that it was only the mercy of God that you are forgiven and have life. The Pharisees, they were harsh. You, be merciful. And you know, I've found that those who are merciful, those who readily forgive others, realize more and more how merciful God is, how forgiving God truly is to them. Blessed are the pure in heart. GotQuestion.org said this well. Being pure in heart involves having a singleness of heart toward God. A pure heart has no hypocrisy, no guile, no hidden motives. The pure heart is marked by transparency and an uncompromising desire to please God in all things. It is more than an external purity of behavior. It is an internal purity of soul. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Yes, they will see God when that glorious day comes. They will see God and be in the presence of God forever. Till then, the pure in heart will grow closer to God and know God more and more each day by experience. And the very presence of God will be there, here and now, in this life. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers may not be what you think it is, those who bring peace. No, it's those who bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, for Jesus is the Prince of Peace. It's another way of saying, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in the gospel of Jesus Christ is reconciliation, and in the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only peace that can come. Because your relationship with Jesus Christ, your relationship with the living God, is reconciled. It is at peace. Hence, those who share the gospel of Jesus Christ, peacemakers, they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Being determined to live righteously in accordance with the word of God, you are setting yourself against and at odds with the way of this world. For example, what has happened to the business owners who simply wanted to remain faithful to the meaning of marriage? One man, one woman. This growing list of persecuted business owners, it's growing every day. It's not easy. Some have lost their businesses and livelihood completely, but they answer, the reward is worth waiting for. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say, call all kinds of evil against you because of me. Notice the change. Those three words in English, because of me, meaning Jesus himself. This blessed are you is an extension of the previous blessed in verse 10. For the righteousness you are being persecuted for is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The righteousness that you are seeking in following Jesus. Jesus says, rejoice and be glad. Why? For great is your reward in heaven. When we hear the word blessing, we most often think of material blessings in the here and now on earth. The Beatitudes are not about material blessings. The Beatitudes are drawing our hearts to Jesus Christ, for Him to be our all in all. The blessed are is in regard a share in the salvation that Jesus Christ purchased with His own blood. Really let that sink in. The blessings come. The blessed are those, that whole group, those who are blessed. It's because you share in the salvation Jesus Christ has purchased with His own precious blood for your sin, my sin, and the sins of the world. These Beatitudes are about the blessings that come from authentic discipleship, living the real faith. It's not about different situations or circumstances of people who get to go to heaven, but a declaration of the blessings that come as being a disciple, living out the faith in the community of brothers and sisters in Christ. How do we know this? Verse 11, when Jesus says, because of me. Because of me. These blessings are for Christians, for those who take up their cross daily and follow Jesus. Do you see that? How important those little words are, because of me. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. Blessed are you simply by the fact you believe and have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. Have that first aspect of the Beatitude deep into your soul, the aspect of being a disciple, poor in spirit, mourn for your sin, meek, not lording it over others, hungry for more and more of the righteousness of Jesus. Be merciful, be pure in heart, be peacemakers, sharing the gospel of peace of Jesus Christ. And when you are persecuted, you know it's going to come. You have the second the divine action, the kingdom of heaven, and all that various ways, the very presence of God. Here in Matthew chapter 5, you have the ideals of discipleship and the blessings that come through discipleship. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow followers of Jesus Christ, disciples, I say to you, blessed are you, beloved of Jesus Christ, redeemed, forgiven, and given life eternal in His precious name. Blessed are you. Amen.